fourth that we're going to cover is probably the easiest, and that's cloud busting. Cloud busting, you want to start off with small itty bitty clouds. Okay, and what I mean by itty bitty clouds, it depends what kind of day it is out. You want the kind of day that it's got these puffy clouds in between blue sky kind of floating around, and they're kind of slowly moving is the best one, so you got time to work on them. And what you want to do, and eventually you'll work up to the bigger ones, but you want to kind of find either a tiny edge poking out somewhere, like a small one, or a smaller cloud that's next to it. Now, you can watch that cloud without thinking about anything, and that little cloud is just going to keep rolling on by, and it's not going to lose its shape or anything. Just go ahead. I don't care what anybody says. Well, that you're just dissipating naturally, blah, 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 blah. Rubbish, okay? When you're ready, go ahead and choose one to the right or whatever direction it's coming from. Choose a small one. Start with a very small one and just stare at it. Just look at it. Your mind will just get relaxed and calm and everything. And have the same kind of expectation that you know it's getting smaller, it's shrinking, it's evaporating, it's turning back into a minor form of moisture, whatever you want. But just visualize it getting smaller, and it literally, if you project the emotion from your chest and you have this confidence that it's getting smaller, and so it literally, before your eyes, will begin to shrink smaller and smaller. Just keep your eyes on. If you take your eyes off of it, it's going to stop wherever it's at. You can move your head, you can talk whatever you want. You can look at it halfway, a mile down, it's going to be the way you left it, okay? If you go back to looking right at it, okay, and just staring at it directly, and just continue working with it, before it's within a certain amount of distance, it's going to completely evaporate, completely vanish in front of your eyes. You can even tell people which one you're working on. But the more people are concentrating the same one you are, you're going to find that they short each other out. So you've got to almost selectively choose one that works for you. You can point it out, and the best way is to say, you see this one with this little cloud in front of it, they're going to be left. You can say, okay, I don't want you to look at it until it's like over that next treetop, and then, you know, or at this certain spark, you know, and then tell me what you see. And they're going to be like, I don't see it, it's gone. Okay, you can have them watch this one and, you know, don't do nothing. And they'll look and they'll go, no, it's still there. I'm telling you, there's something absolutely to it. People would say, well, it's atmospheric stuff. No, I do believe that there's absolutely a connection between the mind-consciousness relationship and what's happening out there. And for some reason, no matter how distant it is, I can't say that. You know, I have a lot of trouble sometimes working on the higher clouds. Those are much harder to work on, but the lower base ones are very easy to work with. But people have seen me do all sorts of stuff. I've cloud busting is about the easiest. Just taking clouds and just breaking them down. You just concentrate, look at it, have not thought, kind of get into that zone again that I keep talking about, and just stare at it, and see it getting smaller. And literally, it's very reactive. It's probably the easiest out of all the stuff that we've covered today about, you know, weather manipulation. That's probably the easiest to do. Okay? And just work with that flow.